From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Joshua Solomon is reporting for the Times Union that Governor Kathy Hochul announced on September 29th the appointment of Dr. Mary T. Bassett as the state's new health commissioner. Bassett served as the commissioner of the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene from 2014 to 2018. Hochul cast the decision as a commitment to, and I quote, tested leadership and experience to improve health equity. Dr. Bassett is both a highly regarded public health expert and an exemplary public servant, end quote. Bassett will succeed Dr. Howard Zucker, who resigned last week. Zucker had agreed to stay on until a successor was named. According to the governor's office, Bassett brings decades of experience to the position, most recently serving as the director of the FXB Center for Health and Human Rights at Harvard University, as well as the FXB professor of the practice of health and human rights at the Harvard School of Public Health. Bassett is taking over a health department that has staffing shortages at key positions. There are about 3,300 employees of the Department of Health, which is down about 130 from last year, but around the same as 2019, according to the numbers provided by the agency. The health department became embroiled in controversies during the COVID-19 crisis, mostly involving issues related to former Governor Andrew Cuomo and top members of his administration. There are pending investigations of some of those matters, including allegations that Cuomo, with Zucker's assistance, had directed priority coronavirus testing for members of Cuomo's family and people with connections to the chief executive. Read the full story in the Times Union. Morgan McKay is reporting for State of Politics that New York Attorney General Letitia James on September 29th said she has endured attacks on the integrity of her 168-page report, which gave substance to claims made by at least 11 women who accused former Governor Andrew M. Cuomo of sexual harassment. James said at an event held in Manhattan, and I quote, "Until now, I've chosen to take the high road. I have chosen not to respond in detail, but that changes today," end quote. The former governor and his advisors have openly denounced James, saying the only reason she opened an investigation into Cuomo was to eventually run to replace him, ignoring the fact that it was Cuomo who authorized James's investigation back in March. James said, and I quote, "My office began this investigation based on a lawful referral from the governor." By contrast, Mr. Cuomo did not wait for such a referral when he investigated then-Governor Elliot Spitzer. "My office appointed outside independent investigators. By contrast, Mr. Cuomo used his own staff," end quote. James added, and I quote, "Mr. Cuomo has a lot to say on these matters, but he has never taken responsibility for his own conduct. So let's not lose sight of what's important. It's not me. It's not Mr. Cuomo, but the survivors of his harassment, the people of our state whose trust he broke, and the people who believed in him, including myself," end quote. James also criticized the state health department's handling of COVID-19 in nursing homes. The AG said when faced with a serious crisis, the department chose not to share critically important data, such as the complete number of nursing home residents who died of COVID-19 because of the potential optics. James said, and I quote, "We need to change how the state executive branch is run. Total power and decision-making cannot be solely in the hats of the executive," end quote. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Sam Rowdens is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill Village Board, voting 3-0, recently approved a resolution imposing short-term rental fees. Text of the new rule was not publicly available at the time of the vote, so citizens could not comment or give feedback to board members. Text of the new rules was also not available after the vote. Board member Natasha Law said in a statement that as of late 2020, owners of short-term rental properties in the village have been required to obtain a permit and comply with certain standards. Owners must have a permit, and the property is subject to an inspection by the village code enforcement officer. The cost of the permit is $375. An annual property inspection is $125, according to the resolution. Law said, and I quote, owning an STR, short-term rental, is a business, end quote. She added, and I quote, they are making a profit by renting out their homes. Whether it be an apartment, a room, or the entire house, all businesses are required to have annual fire inspections, health inspections, pay insurance, and other fees in order to be able to operate. So why should an STR be any different? End quote. There are more than 9,000 second homeowners in Greene County, according to a study by the County Economic Development and Planning Department. Greene County had 45,300 Airbnb guest arrivals in the summer of 2019, ranking third among the counties in the Capital Region. Greene and Columbia counties have more than 2,000 Airbnb units combined, according to the State Hospitality and Tourism Association. A 2018 study by I Love New York estimated that Airbnb rentals represented 50% of Greene County's lodging income. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Spectrum News reports that 5 years after residents of the Rensselaer County community of Hoosick Falls found out about the PFOAs in their drinking water, now the residents of Poston Kill, 25 miles to the south, are going through the same scene. In January 2021, PFOAs were found in the drinking water at the Algonquin Middle School and several surrounding homes. 5 years ago, state officials took little action about the problem in Hoosick Falls. Now Judith Ink, a Poston Kill resident and former Region 2 EPA administrator under President Barack Obama, explains what is currently being done about the second major PFOA contamination site in Rensselaer County. Ink said, and I quote, virtually nothing, and that's what concerns me. Very skimpy, very slow, and virtually nothing is being done to find the source of the PFOA, end quote. Ink says that Rensselaer County did not begin testing the wells of residents near the school until August. New York officials tell a different story. DEC Chief of Staff Sean Mahar said about the PFOA contamination in Poston Kill, and I quote, this is a priority for us, end quote. Mahar said Ink's claims are wrong. He said, and I quote, that's not true. What we're doing is representing DEC, our partners at DOH, working with Rensselaer County. We have an all-hands-on-deck approach to addressing PFOA in Poston Kill. This is a true showing of how government is working together and is supposed to work together on issues like this, end quote. Richard Christ, Director of Operations for Rensselaer County, is also quoted in the story saying this issue is getting, and I quote, priority attention, end quote. But like Mahar, he does not cite any specific actions government officials are taking. Unlike in Hoosick Falls, the state is not paying for the testing of the wells in Poston Kill. Residents have been told it will cost them $350 for a water test. Ink said, and I quote, that is just unacceptable. People are pretty much being told that you're on your own, end quote. Read more about this story at Spectrum News. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.